Good morning and welcome to ASI Radio's Tuesday morning show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products and more. I'm Joe Haley, and obviously I'm on the lead mic right now. I got two turntables and a microphone, and we got some music still trailing off there. Happy Tuesday. It is September 9th? Is it the 9th?
It's the 9th.
September 9th. That was the voice of Kathy Houston. She is the editor of Advantages Magazine. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Fabulous.
Did you get the kids off to school this morning?
I hope Andrew got up for his 11 o'clock class.
That's right. He's got to be there in a half hour.
That's right.
Also in the studio right now is Michelle Bell. She is the editor of SGR, senior editor of Counselor Magazine as well. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
I'm terrific. How was your weekend?
It was good.
What did you do this weekend?
I was at the beach. Part of the time.
Eating crackers.
Oh, and who's that? It's our
host. Hi.
I'm going to throw it over to Melinda Ligas.
Do you know why sometimes I'm late to the radio show?
Why?
It's because my Joe's show clock keeps poor time.
Perhaps it needs a new battery.
Perhaps it does. it's always like it's running about 4 minutes different than my computer clock, which is really small. So then I have to look at that and realize that I'm almost late to the
radio
show.
These sound like bad excuses.
What's happening, everyone?
Oh, not much. We just getting started here.
Okay.
Introducing everyone. Lauren's rocking the sound effects. Oh! And as usual, Facebook Vinnie Driscoll will be answering your phone calls. If you just call 215-953-4979, we put you on the air. We are going to give you the fabulous prize pack that consists of a $25 Visa gift card, the finger puppets, the hand fans, some ASI drinkware, ASI radio drinkware, and a pair of Joe Show sunglasses.
And today's call-in question is creative ideas for a holiday client and employee gift giving. So I think the words apothecary jar might come up in that conversation, but we'll just have to wait and see. But if you have any ideas or questions about holiday or employee gifts, call us 215-953-4979. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, let me tell you, Melinda, we have 10 leadership techniques that do not work. Zappos has a new corporate strategy. I don't know if anyone heard about that, but we're going to talk about that. There's tips for small business owners who've shelved succession plans. Should that be family business?
Small business owners.
Okay, small business. Okay. The most powerful ways to start a presentation, 5 weird ways to de-stress. We have 10 ways to be a better leader. We have our favorite things, but let's start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Michelle.
Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with international news. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba Group has filed for an IPO in the U.S. on the New York Stock Exchange. The company expects to begin selling shares later this month and plans to raise more than $20 billion initially and be valued at more than $160 billion. It would be the largest tech IPO ever and would value the company at more than eBay, LinkedIn, and Twitter combined. Product safety news now. The CPSC, a non-industry company, FGX International, announced a recall of promotional sunglasses. The products sold in retail stores across the country were deemed unsafe for kids because of excessive levels of lead in the paint. There were more than 200,000 of the items in stores, and they were painted with Disney and Marvel characters. And our friend Leighton Lee is going to be discussing this when he calls in for the Product Safety Minute. General economic news now. Two markets that distributors may want to target in the coming months, manufacturing and construction. Economic reports out this week show activity in those two sectors increasing more today than at any time in the past 5 years. Plus, some good news now for small businesses. Borrowing in the U.S. leapt to a 7-year high in July. Thomson Reuters PayNet Small Business Lending Index increased from 120 in June to 128.5 in July, marking the highest tally since March of 2007. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
The question is, Michelle, what's not hot?
is that the question?
It's an action-packed, product-packed Joe Show that you're going to tune into.
I think pink is hot, apparently.
Pink will be hot later on today.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion that Thomson Reuters PayNet Small Business Lending Index should shorten their name and have an acronym? I'm just saying.
All right. Thank you very much, Michelle. We have our friend Leighton Lee from ETS Express on the line with our Product Safety Minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everybody. I hope everyone's doing well.
We are, thank you. And I think you're going to talk more about the industry news that Michelle gave us about the recall of children's sunglasses.
That is right. I had actually two lead-ins this morning, one by Michelle, but prior to Michelle was the cuckoo clock sound effect. And that is perfect because I think it's absolutely cuckoo that any big company today is going to have product recalled due to high lead in paints. Because the lead standard, especially for children's products, has been in force for many, many years. And the CPSIA, Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act, has been in force for 6 full years now. And I find it completely cuckoo that any major company is going to have a lead recall. The best practice in any consumer product factory is always going to be ban and eliminate all, leaded paints from the factory. That is just the bottom line. Don't bring poison into the factory if you don't want your products going out with it. So somewhere along the line, it's very clear that the factory violated a best practice. And very common in the old days is when factories ran out of paint, they'd go down the street and buy some paint from a local paint vendor and say, hey, I need red, I need black, I need blue, I need yellow and green. So they bring it all back into the factory and just put it into the spray machines, and all of a sudden you get bad batches of paint. So whoever is in charge of the paint sourcing for this factory royally messed up. So I find it ludicrous that any factory is still using leaded paint. The China government has been trying to ban leaded paint in factories. And so somewhere there was a massive failure. So what do we do as an industry very quickly? Always, as I keep harping on this for a couple of years now, trust your factories, trust your suppliers, and do the due diligence that is necessary. Always ask for test reports. Clearly, in this case with the FGS-X sunglasses, either the testing was done and then the factory swapped the paints, and something very, very bad happened here. But we all just need to stay vigilant with regard to product safety and compliance. Otherwise, product safety recalls that are very costly and damaging, like this one, will occur. So I will see you folks in Scottsdale next week.
We are excited to see you at the Power Summit next week. Thanks so much, Leighton.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to go to our call-in question. We've got some folks calling in who have creative ideas for holiday client and employee gift giving. If we put you on the air, we'll give you a $25 gift card. Call us at 215-953-4979. And Stanley from California is on line 3. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I just want to share an item that we've had really, really great success with, and it's available at several vendors. But we recommend, and I've recommended to my clients, especially during the holidays, that they do these wooden boxes. And what I like is bringing, like, old craft feel to, you know, kind of like a fresh, you know, idea today. And these wooden boxes are, you can get them from, you know, one bottle size or the whole two bottles side by side, but they brand the logo of the company right into the wood of the slide top. And then you have the choice of, you know, what bottle you want to put in there, whether you want to put an expensive bottle or a less expensive bottle, but they can be used year round. And then during the holidays, you can, you know, doll it up with ribbon or, you know, the company that we get it from, they have like really real wood shavings so that it's not in like, you know, styrofoam. You're not putting a nice bottle of wine in front of styrofoam. But the question I had was, what do you think about those bottles that they etch with the logos on the glass? Does it really make it a difference, or do you think the box is enough, or do you think it's important to, you know, do these multi-product gift packages? What are your thoughts?
I think that if you're, you know, if your client has the budget, yeah, go for those etched bottles. I think that they're really neat. A lot of times when people go to events and they get a bottle like that, they might not open it. They might put it on a shelf in their office or at home.
Or you
in
save
a den.
The bottle even after you. I would drink it.
Kathy would guzzle that. And then you keep the bottle. No, but I think that people really like them.
And you know, there are companies in the industry. We visited one on the Council Road Tour, A-Plus Wine Designs in San Diego. They'll personalize every single bottle because they're all hand-done anyway. So, you know, they had our best place. They gave us all best place to work tour edged wine bottle. But then they had our names on them,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, those were cool.
And mine's sitting in the my office. But they're beautiful. And I, you know, that's something I'll never let go of.
Yeah, I was talking to them in Chicago. One of the neat thing about them is that that's all, for lack of a better term, real wine, wine that you get, you know, in the wine store and stuff, brand name wines, and they have wine tests and stuff, so they actually etch that bottle. So it's not, if your client thinks, like, it's probably some second rate wine, it's not. I mean,
you can get whatever wine you want in those bottles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And empty it.
What company was that?
A-Plus Wine Design, right in the state of California. Check them out.
And then with the wood boxes, I like the wood boxes, and I can't think of the company name right now, but they exhibited a few ASI shows, and it's a box that opens up, and you can display a variety of bottles with it. It becomes a wine rack, and you can have six bottles. You can put it in an A-frame style for six. You can pyramid it to 12 bottles. You can just do three in a vertical format or a horizontal format. It's pretty cool, so it's versatile. It could be branded, so you got that, you know, part of it. It's packaging, and then it can be used.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, well, very cool. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Stanley. Online too, we have Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Good. I had a quick question for you. I am the office manager at a distributor company, and I'm actually in charge of buying the holiday gifts for the staff. It's about 25 people. So I was wondering what I could get that you think everyone would like.
Aha.
Here comes the apothecary jar of food.
No, this is a real life situation. My wife, she had to do this for her company 2 years ago. She worked with a distributor, and they came up with four different products within the same price range. And they let their employees choose from a fleece pullover, you know, with a quarter zip fleece pullover, a cooler on wheels, a backpack, and then a nicer bag, like a tote bag. And it was all branded, but they had the opportunity to pick before the holidays, and at their holiday party, everyone got their gift.
That's nice to give them choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like choices as well. We get choices here when we have our milestone anniversaries. Get little catalogs. And what did you get?
I got a sapphire ring.
And Joe just
had... What did you get?
What did you have, a 30? You had your 30-year anniversary?
20. 20. I haven't gotten anything yet, but I want to get... take a picture and get a painting made
from
it.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Of me sitting in like a looking very regal.
Like Hugh Hefner?
In a chair. Yes, in my silk pajamas.
Will Pauline be in the photo?
She wants no parts of it.
She doesn't.
I want her like standing next to me with her hand on my shoulder.
Feeding
like,
you grapes?
looking like royalty. I think it would be fun.
I think it would be creepy.
I like my sapphire ring.
Wow. So no, but yes, it's a gift book. There's a lot, you know, nice options.
Yeah,
in there.
But I like the idea that you get choice.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure, why not do it at the holiday times?
Why not?
Same budget, same price range. Give them an option.
All right.
And ask for those samples. That's what she did. She did. She got all the samples so everyone could touch and feel them.
Yeah,
and, you
that's
know, when
the
break
idea.
Time, they had a form you fill out.
That's
you
good. Know, so they know exactly what they're getting. Someone got a bicycle. I swear, did you say you were going to get a bicycle?
No, wasn't it Joan?
No.
Did Joan get the bicycle?
Someone got a bicycle.
Yeah, they have bicycles.
I think it's holding up something in her garage right now. So.
All right, Michelle, you have a couple of Facebook comments on this topic.
I do. Laurie O'Shea from Motivator says last year she did tech gloves that everyone loved.
Oh, is that the ones that you can still
Control an iPhone? Or
yeah. What type of threads do they call them? Conductive thread or whatever.
Yeah. This year she's not sure what to do. She's thinking power banks. I find it hard to find a universal gift for all ages, so she's asking for help. I think power banks is a good idea.
No, power banks is great. And we just wrapped up our gift guide for Advantages for mid-September, and we asked actual recipients, like from corporations, their favorite gifts, and one of the people said power banks was like her favorite thing.
Well, I said back in January I thought it was going to be, you know, one of the hot products this year. Mm-hmm. Only because it's versatile and they actually work too. I mean, that's the important thing. I have two that I use, and you know, it's nice when you're stuck on the beach and your iPod's dying. You just plug
it
in.
When I'm stuck on the beach.
And your iPod's dying, and you just plug it into that power bank that you brought with you in your bag. And
I do not look at my iPod on the beach.
Tunes.
What else do we have, Michelle?
Eric Campbell actually is a big fan of the imprinted or the etched wine bottles.
Okay.
And second, he said a branded USB power bank. Ryan Shad says a lot of customers want food gifts, but he tries to sway them away from that direction sometimes because he wants to offer something that's going to be around long after the holiday. So he suggests nicer clocks, glassware, photo frames, and this is where the apothecary jar is going to come in.
There you go. Well, you know what I said? Food gifts are nice. I've gotten steaks in the mail. You get steaks, but you can also send, you know, imprinted steak knives. Mm-hmm. Serving trays,
yes,
cutting
boards.
The key
is either the packaging or something else with it that
right,
can be
saved.
Right,
an add-on, yeah. So food gifts are awesome.
And Sharon Brill says, don't forget the packaging for your self-promotion holiday gift. It's the best way of letting customers and prospects know that you do gift bags, tissue, ribbon, and all the ancillary
materials.
Sure. Oh,
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good tip.
You can get gift wrap, too.
All right, we have online for Emily. Hi, Emily.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Good. Well, I've heard some great ideas just listening to the radio show, but I always like to send my clients just the newest, coolest promo products for holiday gifts because I'm hoping that they might turn around and buy my gift and place an order for their clients for that item.
Sure.
So basically, I'm just looking for more suggestions for the coolest, hottest things that I could give this season.
Joe, what's the coolest, hottest thing?
Well, I say, if you really want to find the coolest, hottest things, you have to be reading Advantages Magazine. There's 10 great showcases in there that have a variety of different products. You know, the coolest, hottest things, I still think we talked about earlier, those power banks are, you know, not a lot of people have them yet, and I think they're being, you know, high demand that when you get one, it's going to be appreciated. There's a variety of different kinds you can get that have a logo that light up. One of them I showed last week from Dard Products has got, like, suction cups on the back so that when you're charging your unit, you just stick it to the back of your phone, and it doesn't dangle there, and you can still use your phone. If you need to, plus it provides a little bit of a stand, you can put it sideways.
I would say that the things that I saw at the Asian shows back in April, they'll be hitting this industry soon.
And what were some of your favorites?
Yeah, it's the hot things there were Fitbit-esque items.
Oh, sure.
That also monitor, you know, health, you know, your vital signs, things like that. That'll start hitting this industry in a big way by January.
Performance wear that has those types of elements as well.
I would expect that at the big shows in January in this industry, that's the stuff that you're going to see because that's what was all over the Asian shows.
Yeah.
And I would say stick with like tech related, any type of accessory for an iPhone, an iPad. And isn't Apple's meeting today?
Yes, it is.
Apple meeting today, so there's going to be something launched. People think it's going to be the iPhone 6. Bigger screen and all that. So that's going to launch, you know, new product for something else. And people who are early adopters to that stuff, you know, they get an iPhone 5, they've had it for 1 year, this new one comes out, they want the iPhone 6. So.
And even something as simple as microfiber cloths for those iPhones and your computer screens and everything, imprint it with your business information, people appreciate those. So, right?
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope that gives you some good ideas, Emily. Thank you for calling and stay on the line for your prize pack. We're going to take a pause for a message from today's show sponsor, Haynes. And when we return, I want to learn these leadership techniques that do not work from Kathy Houston.
Haynes branded printwear has a new website designed specifically for screen printers and promotional product distributors. HaynesInc.com features detailed product information and resources to help you make the most of Haynes t-shirts and fleece. For the first time, you can download high-res front and back hollows of every product in every color in the format and resolution you need. Apparel pages are organized by color and product line, so you can easily find exactly what you're looking for. In addition to high-res hollows, you will also find helpful sales tips on every product page. Each product is assigned a helpful return on investment scenario to illustrate the untapped return potential for you and your customers in every interaction. In our resources section, a dedicated return on investment page provides additional questions and insight to help you better understand how to meet your customers' needs with better products and better guidance. Visit HaynesInc.com today for high-res hollows, sales tips, and many more resources.
All right, we're raising the roof over here this morning. Kathy just told us that she changed her Siri to a British man's voice.
And yes, and I love it. I ask him lots of questions.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I asked him, how far is it to New York City this morning?
Does he go, oh,
just to hear him talk.
Oh, because
yeah.
Because you know how far it is.
Yeah.
Did he know the answer?
Yeah,
I mean, all the way.
66 miles.
Because he's all the way over the pond.
But right, he's but there. He's very intelligent.
Okay, good.
Maybe upstairs listening.
Good to know.
Pull in.
All right, so, Kathy, here are some leadership techniques. Let's all guess one leadership technique does not work that we think is going to be on the list.
Okay.
I think yelling.
Yeah. That's one of them, intimidation.
Okay.
Obviously, a leader who constantly is yelling and threatening to fire people over unsatisfactory work and berates them for their performance or criticizes personal traits is creating a negative work environment. Duh.
I agree. Do you guys have any other guesses?
Micromanaging.
Micromanaging. If a leader
we
can't
need a ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Over
ding,
at the,
ding.
There we
right.
go.
Right. Yeah, this is a biggie. If a leader can't resist getting involved in every aspect of employees' jobs, they can expect team members to resent them for not allowing them to have the responsibility. They are control freaks that tend to be insecure and may even have a compulsive behavioral disorder.
Oh, dear.
How about lying? Is that on there?
Ooh, that's got to be on there.
Lying. Wiring. Let's see. Taking credit for others' work.
Well,
that's on there. That's
kind of deceptive.
Yeah. How would you feel if someone took credit for something they didn't deserve? A leader that takes credit for the work of that his or her is what for that work.
Read the words on the paper.
Is no better than a thief. So don't be a thief, Joe.
I won't. How about poor communication?
Poor communication. Yeah, you're all getting like the top five. Failure to communicate. Poor communication skills won't get a leader very far with his team. Leaders should be able to communicate across different mediums and environments as well. And they also should follow the 70-20-10 rule in conversation. 70% listening, 20% asking questions, and 10% tracking.
Hear that, Joe? 70% listening, my friend.
And then finally, of course, a lack of vision. Leaders who don't define a clear vision or the goals for the future will have a team that misses those goals because they don't know what they are.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you look at lots of studies on employee engagement, one of the number one things employees are looking for, are, you know, they want to find out how their job fits in with the vision of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, why is what I'm doing is important and how does it fit?
Right.
So I would agree with those. We're going to put those online. Kathy, where can people find them?
ASICentral.com/radio.
Awesome. Alrighty. All right. Michelle.
Yes.
Succession plans are big in our industry. We have a lot of family businesses, a lot of smaller businesses.
Yep.
You've got some tips today for people who I guess have no succession plan.
Yeah, you know, Joe, it's interesting you asked about is it's for family businesses. It's actually they're the ones who are more prepared because typically if it's a family business, have an idea of who's going to succeed, right? But think about a small business where it's not, where it's just, you know, a guy or a woman owns the company and let's just say, you know, they have an untimely death, something happens. If they have no plan in place, what happens to the company? So that's the company that really needs to pay attention to this. And a lot of them just don't think that's going to happen, which is completely unrealistic. We'll post this online, but there are four tips. I'm just going to read a couple of them. Don't wait too long to begin, and that's really the crucial one. That's the number one tip. It can take as long as a year to put together a succession plan because they are very complicated and very intricate as far as, you know, who's going to take over the company, who's going to do what, all of the financial stuff. Succession planning can involve wrestling with emotionally difficult issues, such as whether deciding a relative or a longtime employee is the most qualified to take over. The second thing to remember,
that's
and this
sometimes
ties into,
sticky, by the way.
Of course. And this is the second point is get somebody who knows how to do this to advise you. And they can kind of walk you through all that. And then the third point I would bring up is create employee and client buy-in by openly discussing succession plans. And a lot of companies don't do that, I think because they think it's going to make clients and employees nervous, like, oh, is the company unstable because they're thinking about a succession plan? In fact, it's just the opposite. It really means that the owner has, you know, is forward-thinking and, you know, is a visionary.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, those are some good tips. We're going to put those on asicentral.com/radio. Joe.
Melinda. What's
I
up?
Hate boring presentations.
Do oh, right.
I bet you do, too.
Yes, who doesn't? Who does? Who wants to be put to sleep?
So, and you know, my least favorite presentation is a PowerPoint where you just start, the person just starts reading the slides from the beginning and goes to the end. So
I
you
was
have
sweating
some...
there. I thought she was going to say my presentation that I give at the tree shows.
No, you give great presentations.
Well, thank you.
You're one of our golden mic winners. But you have some more powerful ways to start presentations.
Like Lance Armstrong, I have seven, but I didn't take steroids.
Oh, okay. Thank God. What
right.
are they?
Okay, here it is. A simple statement of your main theme or premise.
Okay.
So go in there. Everyone needs to know what's going to happen. You just can't start jabbering away. Another one. A brief, gripping description of a problem faced by the audience. So if the audience there, if like I do one on doing videos from trade show floor. Well, one of the problems is that, you know, you don't get enough time to be in front of your clients and you're here at trade shows. How do you remedy that? You can remedy that by creating these videos and putting that out to them and emailing on your Facebook and such. Pointing out what you and your listeners have in common, which I think is really important, that, you know, you're both in the same boat together. I understand you. You understand me. And once you get that commonality with someone, you know, that you see things the same way or have the same problems and issues, you know, you can understand each other. Telling a story. And I think telling a story is a good one. Not everyone can tell a good story. There's people that like to tell stories and, you know, they don't do a good job at it. But if you can tell a story and you have a good story to tell, it's a great way to start your presentation. You can get your audience in right away. They're locked into you, and then you can, you know, have a fabulous session. And I'll give you one more because there's a lot on here. A personal anecdote, okay? So then if you can tie in what you're talking about, something that actually happened to you and, you know, why it's important for you to talk about this topic, I think that also helps an audience relate better to you. So yeah, get rid of that boring, you know, PowerPoint. I agree with that. You know, too many slides, and you know, who are you listening to the person talk? Are you looking at the slides? Should I be taking notes? What should I be doing? So I think that you get rid of that. You have some of these great, powerful openings. You know, your presentation will be better. And there's a lot more, but we'll post this online, asicentral.com/radio.
You know, and one more point for that. I think using visuals, and by visuals I do not mean a PowerPoint, but, you know, photos, one-word slides, or videos.
Video.
Something that, you know, people are just so used to looking, you know, even with social media now, just flipping through and looking at photos and things like that. That's a great way to enhance the presentation without having people get caught up in a bunch of PowerPoint slides.
And I think when appropriate, I think humor is very important. You know, if you can, you know, have some humor to your presentation, you know, people like to ha-ha-ha laugh.
What do they like to do?
I do.
Ha-ha-ha laugh.
They do like to do that.
Oh, look at that. Wow. We've got a couple different.
Warren's on the ball today.
All right, Kathy, we have time for you to tell us five weird ways to de-stress.
All right, well, a recent post on Tech Cocktail asked the baker's dozen of company founders to confess the weirdest and wackiest ways they de-stress. Okay, one person, this is, doesn't seem so weird, but he just loves punching things. Not coworkers.
I mean, we did punch the Andy, the pinata Andy over there.
Yeah,
but we wouldn't punch the real Andy.
Even in the industry, you could get a desktop punching bag. So if you know you need to de-stress, just punch the bejesus out of it. Anyway,
scary,
so set up a little gym or something and have some punching dummies or Joe.
I'll punch back.
Headbang your way to happiness. Obviously, rock out. If you're like feeling a little stressed, put on your headphones.
I think that's good.
Crank up the Guns N' Roses or whatever, Rolling Stones, Michelle, and rock out a little bit. Dance around your office. This woman has parakeets as her best friend, which is kind of weird. But
as your best friend, yes. If you have them as pets, but your best friend.
But when
that may be one of the weirdest things we've ever said on this radio show.
Anyway, when she finishes a project or starts a marketing campaign, she sets up photo shoots with her parakeets, showing them working on projects and having fun. So she's actually making them like the little marketing people working on projects and taking photos of them. Okay.
Okay, we're just going to go on to the next one.
All right. And this one is go clockless, which might seem counterintuitive to waking up in the morning. But if you can shut off everything, you know, your iPhone and your alarm clock and not worry about what time you're going to get up, chances are you're going to sleep better. And you're going to wake up automatically around 6 or 6:30, according
and
to this person.
And chances are I'm going to sleep through all my morning meetings.
You know what? Remember The Office, Dwight Schrute?
Uh-huh.
Prior to making presentations, he used to get in the back of a car and play heavy, you know, metal music and then punch the seat in front of him and then, like, play air.
Yeah, so that's a bunch of those techniques. Did he have a parakeet?
There was a bird.
All right. We have just enough time for Michelle Bell's favorite part of the show, where we're going to talk about our best and favorite products of the week. Michelle, why don't you start?
So mine is from Gemline, and it's this cool little Brookstone. It's like the shape of a magic eight ball, if you picture that. And it is a speaker that is Bluetooth accessible. I don't know what that means.
We all do, don't worry.
On smartphones, you have the ability.
I don't know what that means.
It doesn't come with your old crank device.
And it's from Gemline, ASI 56070.
All right, Joe, you're all in pink.
Oh, I am. Check this out. So, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so many football teams, from pros to college to high school to Little League, wear pink. But you can also, as your client, can also become sponsors of events. So here's some items that are great. These are all from Pepco Palms, ASI 77280. This is a stadium cushion, so you sit on it. You see on the back, there's a panel there, which is a lot of different sponsors. Local businesses can be part of this. And they can either be given out or sold through a booster club. Money can be raised either for the high school or for breast cancer awareness research. Little mini footballs. A local health organization can print a message on here along with the school's logo. They can throw them out into the stands and maybe offer some type of discount, for catching it. And then you got your rally towels, which you see at any stadium. These are great, too. There's a great area to imprint there. Positive message about making sure that you get screened, and it's all in pink, and you can get involved. So that's Pepco Palms, ASI 77280. Find them online at pepcopromotional.com.
All right, Kath, what do you have?
Okay, real quick, mine's on the topic of stress relief again. In addition to the punching bag for your desk, Alpi International, ASI 34415, has something fun for office workers who feel a little stress. It's a slingshot pen. So, ooh, has a slingshot on top of it, and like, say, Joe's walking past my office, I could just bing.
All right. Well, that is it for today.
We're on the target of punching in.
I know. Sorry, Joe.
Slingshot bings.
Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to today's show sponsor, Haynes. And check us out next week, same time, same place, when some of us will be reporting live. Will we be live? Yes.
Yeah.
Live from the ASI Power Summit. Have a great day.